I'm feeling pretty proud of myself today. I bought a Disney Frozen puzzle. It said on the side 3 to 5 years. I finished it in 6 months.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's time for our annual Laugh Again checkup with Dr. Phil. How are you doing? Be honest now. How is the state of your funny bone? Is your sense of humor busted? Has life been pretty serious lately? Has it been jammed with deadlines, crammed with assignments, long meetings, emails, uh-oh moments, undue pressure, and cranky people? Do you feel as competent as a banjo player wearing boxing gloves? Do you feel like slamming the door, locking yourself in the bathroom with 20 pounds of chocolate and coming out a week from next Thursday? Well, I hope not. But if so, here's an idea for you. Instead of feeling sorry for yourself, blaming others, or getting together with friends to gripe and grouse, let's laugh for a minute or two and see if that can help. You know, on the sixth day of creation, God created man and woman, and then to keep the whole thing from imploding, he created laughter. Laughter is a God-given gift. It's gluten-free, it's fat-free, has no MSG, no calories, and the government still hasn't discovered a way to tax it. I can't force you to smile or laugh, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Here's a list of humorous thoughts I like to read when life gets a little crazy. Let's call them wrinkle busters, because the smiles they bring can help flatten out your wrinkles. Here we go. Why is it that I suddenly remember I forgot to put the trash out when the garbage truck is 2 doors away and I'm in the shower? Why is it that the chance of the bread falling with the peanut butter and jelly side down is directly proportional to the cost of the carpet? Why is it that friends come and go, but enemies accumulate? Why is it that there's never enough time to do it right, but there's always time to do it over? And why is it that when a broken appliance is demonstrated for the repairman, it works perfectly? Why is it that any tool dropped while repairing a car will roll underneath to the exact center? Why is it that it's not until you get home from the party that you realize you have a string of spinach between your front teeth? Well, I feel better reading that list, and I hope you do hearing it. Let's relax a little. Let's laugh a little today. You know, even better than that list is this list of God's promises to his children. Here are some awesome thoughts for those times when life throws some stuff our way. The first one is from Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Joshua 1:9 says, Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Proverbs 18:10 says, The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Proverbs 3:5-6 is one of my favorites. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Psalm 55:22 says, Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. John 14:27, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Isaiah 26:3, You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. These are God's words to us today. If they don't make you smile, I think I'll go back to playing the banjo with my boxing gloves.
My daughter was paralyzed at the age of 4 in a car accident. The highlight of her day now is listening to Laugh Again. The smile on her face is priceless. Thank you. To hear testimonies like that makes Laugh Again smile too. And it's listeners like you that help make this ministry of hope possible. To donate today, call us at 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.